Crossbreed Holster Studios.
This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
All right, back at you in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I have enough to go with you all night long. Good heavens, I'm not going to do that. I wish I could, but I've got a lot to cover with you. I have a great hour lined up for you with Jim Irvine, and Rob Pincus is going to be here for the second half of the hour with both Jim and I. I got a couple emails I want to read for you to get started. The emails I've been getting have been crazy, and a bunch of them coming in, too, from you while we're live. This one came in about 23 hours ago, came in from George Pace. It says, hey, Mark, I hope you and your family are doing well. We are, George. More about that next week. Really enjoyed the Thursday show. I like it when you get fired up and don't mince words at all. Good job. He's referring to me bringing Angry Mark out. Angry Mark comes out, and that's just a character that I really love, and I know you do too. Angry Mark came out in the first segment of the first hour of the show today, but when Angry Mark comes out and stays out for the full hour, it makes for some fun radio. That won't take long. I can promise you over the course of the next week, we're probably going to see that on more than one occasion. He says, you've probably seen it, but just in case, the New York Post cover story where they actually do outline what the something is, referring to we have to do something, Jimmy Kimmel, and others that say nothing. Continuing, nothing that will work, but at least they sort of laid out a few cards on the table. They still have a bunch of them up their sleeve, of course, that will get played incrementally as the current crop of suggestions, if they were implemented, wouldn't work, and they'd have to take further common sense measures. God, I hate these people. See, what he's talking about is the incremental baby steps that they take, and we all know that to be the case. Well, we have to do expanded background checks. And then when that doesn't work, well, we need registration of firearms. And then when that doesn't work, we need to start taking things. Some of the blue states that you folks live in, you're already there. Massachusetts, California, you're there. Jersey, they want yours. They're coming for you too. Continuing, he says, there are suggestions. Number one, assault weapons ban. Two, raise purchase or possession age. Reinstitute fugitive from justice ban. Three, ban bump stocks. Four, kill the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act. Of course, none of those things could make any difference, but at least they get beyond the generic, unspecific, do something. Have a great weekend, George Pace. George, I appreciate the email. A couple things. Let me make you and other gun owners feel good. There will not be another assault weapons ban. Raise the purchase or possession age. I have a feeling you're going to start seeing movement on that in the very, very near future. They're going to say 21 needs to be the age. No high school kid who's not old enough to buy a beer should be able to own an assault weapon. Now, I would remind them that when I was 18, I was old enough to buy a beer, and that was in Connecticut. They didn't raise the age until later, and somehow we all survived. The drinking age is 18 in most countries around the world, including the one south of our border where many of our teenagers go to have fun because they can't in their town. That's an argument we could have all day long. 18 years old could also make the case. Old enough to join the military and die, old enough to shoot fully automatic weapons, not old enough to buy a handgun or get a concealed carry permit. These are all legitimate discussions. Raise the purchase age is going to be on the table. There will be Republican support for that. Rhinos will be all over it. You mark my word. That one's too easy for them. They're going to use the whole thing as bump stocks. Well, you know, it's not that big of a deal. It's not banning anything. It's just raising the age. I mean, we're 21 to smoke. We're 21 to drink. We should at least be 21 in order to have one of these killing machines. You can smell it coming. Mark my word. Ban bump stocks are already doing it. We knew it, and the National Rifle Association, if you remember, your National Rifle Association gave them cover to do it. Did it backfire? Was it part of the larger plan? Don't know. Can only guess. Number four, kill the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act. That won't happen. I don't know where we're at with McConnell at this stage of the game and what he thinks about it, but he hasn't moved it for months. Strategic? Don't know. Will he move it anytime soon now? Absolutely not. Will he move it before the election? He's going to put people on record. That's my guess. And you are absolutely correct, George Pace. None of those things would have stopped anything. And they know it, and you know it. Stuart McKinney writes in, Mark, I do not own a gun, but I certainly do not want the government imposing rules on my ability to own one if I choose to exercise my right. That said, I expect that defenders of the right to bear arms are going to need to come up with some convincing defenses in the wake of the Parkland shooting. The perpetrator did take part in a school-based NRA-assisted gun training program. The gun was purchased legally, presumably with the background check in place. This leads me to think that the rules and standpoint of the NRA are not going to be adequate once lawmakers start jawboning. A good argument could be made for arming the teachers, and you wouldn't need to arm everybody. Just let the word out that it is quite likely there is a defensive firepower in some of the classrooms. The perpetrator will have to guess which. However, I don't think even that will be enough of a response to the legislative onslaught that will be forthcoming. Facts can lie, and an angle for a future show can should be refuting of at least filling in the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey might have said, about the fact that since the 1994 ban expires, mass shootings have gone up. Correct me if I am wrong, but I think it is still illegal to own a Tommy gun, and I think banning these did not lead to further gun confiscations. Could some restrictions on rapid fire arms being purchased by kids not old enough to drink be reasonable? You heard me just address that. Banning weapons is not going to work, but defenders of our rights ought to be proactively suggesting things that might. For openers, I would suggest better security around schools. Sadly, no more open campuses. Initially, this will mean high chain link fencing and monitored vehicle entry points. Later, more decorative walls can be built, but the idea that just anyone can stroll up to a school's front door appears to need to be going the way of the little red schoolhouse. Maybe you can encourage a discussion on what other listeners might think might work, because someone is going to do something. Whatever that is should be the smart thing. My two cents, Stuart McKinney, Gulfport, Florida. Listening down on WGUL, our great station, my hometown affiliate, AM 860, WGUL, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa. Stuart, I appreciate it. Let me go through this piece with you briefly before this segment closes. First off, that's a misnomer and it's a lie. It was fake news. The NRA did not fund anything, did not teach him how to shoot. It was a junior ROTC program, not an NRA program. You can find the facts on that online. That has been 100% thoroughly debunked. The gun was purchased legally, and it was purchased legally by passing a background check. Now, you say this leads me to think that the rules and standpoint of the NRA are not going to be adequate once lawmakers start jawboning. You know, if we had a Democrat-controlled House and a Democrat-controlled Senate, you might have a point with a Republican in the White House. They're jawboning anyway. So I don't know where we're going to go with that, but you're right. They're going to get all of the press, the Dems are, because the media is pushing their agenda. You said a good argument could be made for arming the teachers, and you wouldn't need to arm everybody. You nailed it. You'll hear Jim and myself and Rob Pincus talk about that at great length for the remainder of this hour. And you'll hear Jim multiply or use the term force multiplier, which is what you're talking about when not everyone has to be armed. A killer has to pick. And I'm going to tell you now, they're going to pick somewhere else. It's effective if they're armed, period. But then you talk a little bit about thinking that you go into the Tommy gun, banning the Tommy gun. Tommy guns aren't banned. If I've got $25,000, I can buy one pre-1986. They're not banned. I just have to pay a ton of my money to buy them. Yet they're never used in crimes. Bump stocks used once that we know of anywhere. Rapid fire arms being purchased. It's a single semi-automatic. It's a semi-automatic single pull of the trigger. Might I remind you, Shuang-Wei Cho used a Glock 19 to murder 32 people in Virginia Tech. A compact handgun. 17 being the larger version, 26 being the subcompact version of that 9mm. A handgun. But the lefties think it's okay to own a handgun. Oh, it's okay to own a handgun, but we don't need these killing machine rifles. More people die with handguns in this country than rifles. More people are beaten to death with fists and hands, according to the FBI Uniform Crime Report. Not Mark Walters, gun rights supporter, talk radio host. FBI. Go look at the UCR report. That's just a fact. These just get a tremendous amount of publicity. So people that suggest it's okay to have a handgun, but we need to ban assault rifles, are talking out both sides of their mouths, and quite frankly, are just simply ballistically challenged. But you are absolutely correct, Stuart. Banning weapons is not going to work. But defenders of our rights ought to be proactively suggesting things that might. Stuart, can you suggest something that might? Because I can't. Except arming our schools. Because nothing else will. Until we grow a sixth sense in between our ears, it isn't going to happen. Background checks will continue to look backwards and not forwards. Killers will continue to ignore gun-free zone signs and walk past them with impunity. And they will control the situation until they determine it's over. And in the meantime, our kids or anybody else who happens to stand in their way will be killed. That is just my two cents. I'll be back with Jim Irvine, followed up after that with Rob Pincus. Don't go away.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Gun lovers, listen up. I have a huge announcement for you. How do free guns sound, right? Well, you're in luck, because the USCCA is adding some serious bang to your February. They're here to give every responsibly armed American the protection they deserve. So they're giving away a different gun every single day. And today's the day you add a brand new gun to your arsenal. That's right, you could win a brand new gun this week. And it's not just one gun. You'll get up to 10 chances to win every single day. But it all ends soon. Don't get left behind. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now to reveal what gun you could take home today. Maybe it's a new 1911, a high-speed SIG, or a rugged Glock. To find out, simply go to armedandresponsible.com right now. And hurry, because today's gun disappears at midnight. Don't kick yourself tomorrow for missing this today. Go to armedandresponsible.com to get entered to win right now. Don't miss out. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. Don't miss out on this opportunity. armedandresponsible.com.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive, and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
You were just hearing Beth Alcazar on that spot coming into this segment, 104guns.com. Hundreds of people have been winning guns from the USCCA for quite a while. Armedandresponsible.com has it up right now. It's not going to be around much longer, but you have an opportunity to win a new gun every single day, up to 10 chances to win a new gun every single day. So please visit armedandresponsible.com. Also, Warfighter Tobacco, unleash the warfighter in you, baby. Go get some cigars for yourself. Give them out as gifts. Love to celebrate. If you've got a warfighter you know about in your family, and warfighter doesn't have to be military, just that old sheepdog. You know what I'm talking about? Go pick up some accessories for them or some good coffee from some veteran-owned company. 10% off using promo code AAR, except for everything but those sample packs. Everything is 10% off over there at warfightertobacco.com. Jim Irvine, Buckeye Firearms, the FASTER program. Before we go into that, I want to comment. You heard me read the email from Stuart and the other one from, who's the other one? Let me go back to the other one. Who was the other one? Just make sure I get the right name right. And I believe that was from George Pace. So make sure I got the names right there. But Stuart's email was a good one, Jim. A couple things. I want to let Stuart know that I didn't mean to insinuate any way that you know, disparage him in any way, because he has some great points in there. What I was trying to point out was where he says maybe we can encourage a discussion on what other listeners might think might work, because someone is going to do something, whatever that is. He's saying we should get out in front of the gun grabbers first. And I get that. We are. Because the only thing that's going to work is stopping this dead in its track, and we know how to stop it. We are, in fact, suggesting the only thing that will work, and that's stopping it dead in its tracks. Jim, go ahead.
Good evening, Mark. Hey, it's a pleasure to join you. You're absolutely right. The Faster Saves Lives program was born after Sandy Hook. When we got invited to a town hall, these same things that happened after one of these killings, and Ken Hansen was doing it, and he called me up and he said, I hate geese. I said, wow, you're really good at it. And he said, because they're all the same. We say our points, they say theirs. Nothing ever changes. We come back after every killing. I said, well, what do you want to do? He goes, why don't we do something that can actually save a kid's life? Why don't we do a class and train teachers? So we did, and it has just rolled from there. It is just unbelievable what I've had the privilege of being involved with. So it's neat. There is a solution, and it is the only thing that it has proven to work. We've run thousands of force-on-force scenarios to validate and prove what we're teaching and what works. And on the other hand, how many dead kids do we need to prove that our current system, this current idea of being passive and locked down and wait for the police while they kill all our kids, how many kids is enough dead before our educators learn and change, like our law enforcement's changed, like our medics have changed? The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and expecting a different result. If your school is copying the procedures used in Newtown and in Florida, then you're begging for this. And if you and parents aren't involved, you're going to really regret it when your kid's the one that dies. It is time for us as parents to get involved. Don't blame anybody else. The school board is there for you. Get involved.
Faculty administration, safety training, and emergency response. Did I get that right? I said that quickly without looking at anything.
You did.
All right, good. Yeah. Faculty administration, safety training, and emergency response. That's what FASTER stands for. And it's a three-prong approach. Let me direct this to the letter writer, Stuart McKinney. This is how we're getting out in front of this, Stuart. And I want you to send me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Not just you, Stuart, but anybody else that wants information on this program. Because this works. Those who suggest otherwise and want to see those gun-free zone signs on your kid's school have blood on their hands. Bold statement, huh? Yeah, well, that depends on whether or not you happen to believe a left-wing radical media who's pushing a political agenda over the safety of your kids. You heard AWR talk about it in Hour 2. This is important stuff. Jim, what is the three-prong FASTER approach, really?
Mindset. You got to have the mindset to stop them. And you want a perfect example of that? Colton Habb, the 17-year-old down in Florida, or the Rossi kid, who puts people in a room, who starts giving them cover, who sets up an ambush. This is part of what we teach. And he talks about mindset. You know what? Name Colton, my guess is his mom or dad are lovers of firearms, and that has some reference to Samuel Colt. I know Chris Serino's got a son named Colton, too. So this kid is more mature and understands the situation better than, unfortunately, his school superintendent and other people involved in education at higher levels. He should be running the school, not attending it. So, shooting. We do some shooting. And look, if you have someone using non-lethal force and you use lethal force to stop them, that's wrong. There's a force continuum. But guess what? If someone's using lethal force and you're using less than lethal force, that is also wrong. Our law enforcement officers have stuff, have rules of engagement on this, and it's also appropriate or inappropriate for us. Schools that are advocating less than lethal force to stop a lethal force threat are planning for more dead kids. Sorry, that is negligence. It is not acceptable to be okay with some number of dead kids. It's absolutely wrong. And three is medical. Our cops are late to the scene. That's just, it's the way it's going to be. It's not their fault. They cannot be there instantly any more than they can stop the guy running the red light before he T-bones you. They're going to clean up the mess. That's what they can do. They're coming as fast as they can, but understand your medics aren't. They are not coming in the building, and your kids will bleed to death unless you have the training and tools to stop it. We've got AEDs in our school. We got EpiPens in our school. If a school staff called 911 and did nothing for heart attacks or anaphylactic shocks, the people will die before the ambulance can get there. It is negligence. They can't do it. Everybody gets it. Why on earth is violence any different? The idea that this is a law enforcement problem is just nonsense. It's people who don't understand the problem, and they're looking for a solution that is absolutely impossible to work.
Here's a number that the mainstream media is negligent on. This is a lie of omission. The media is well aware of this. They know this number. ABC News knows it. NBC News knows it. CBS News knows it. Now, you know what you say, what you see, right? If you watch NBC or ABC, you CBS, right? You've heard that before. Couldn't be further from the truth, or couldn't be closer to the truth. Let me rephrase that. Fox knows this. CNN knows this. MSDNC knows that they wouldn't even think of telling you. After Sandy Hook, over 1,300 teachers have been trained to stop active killers. Over 1,300. And it gets how much coverage, Jim Irvine? How much?
It's not enough. I mean, it's really neat what we've been involved with and what we've done. And basically, what we're doing is we're partnering with John Benner, who worked with NASRO, the National Association of School Resource Officers. He put together the program. He trained the trainers at a national level for our cops in the schools and did thousands of scenarios working with law enforcement to stop active killers. And he'll tell you, finally, I realized I'm training the wrong people. It's not our cops I've got to train. It's our school staff, because they are the only ones there at the time of the killing. We can't get our cops in the building fast enough to stop them.
You never will. It's a reactive thing. Grady Judd, Polk County Sheriff. Boy, I've been tough on Grady Judd over the years as head of the Florida Sheriff's Association, but he's right on the money with this one, and he has our 100% support in arming these schools. I think we're going to see that happen. I think there's a paradigm shift coming. I think America's seen enough, but enough in the way we see it, because we know how to stop it. Back with Jim and Rob Pincus.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
For more information and to join the conversation, please visit Armed American Radio on Facebook and armedamericanradio.com. And now, from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, here is Mark Walters.
Steve Watson writes in, he says, question, how many of the Brinks guards are armed? Wait for it. Answer, all of them. I'm attending our school board meeting tomorrow night to start talking about Faster Saves Lives. So should every other parent. Living to Leave a Legacy. That's from Steve Watson. Steve, great email. Take a listen to what my school board is going to be hearing soon. Take a listen to this.
Hi, my name's Jim Irvine, and I'd like to talk to you about how and why FASTER saves lives. FASTER is an acronym that stands for Faculty and Administrator Safety Training and Emergency Response. It's designed for our school staff and administrators to deal with active killers. It involves having a firearm in the schools by trained staff and medical supplies to treat injuries. Now, we all know that FASTER responses save lives. We see it every day. Heart attack victims, stroke victims, whether it's a car accident or a drowning or any sort of injury, the faster we treat that person, the more likely they are to make a full recovery. So this is a normal concept. Now we're just applying it in a different way. Let's talk about in the aftermath of a killing. We've got maybe dozens of injured kids that are bleeding from gunshot wounds. But most people shot survive those if we just get treatment. Now, our police may not have been there when we wanted them, but trust me, they're on their way. Our medical staff in most communities, however, are in a different situation. They're responding not to the scene, but staging in a safe location. And they can't come in until law enforcement has declared the scene safe. That can take 30 minutes or even upwards of an hour. In the meantime, your staff can die from the blood loss. So what we need is an adequate and appropriate way to stop that bleeding. That's done through a program the military calls it TC3, or Tactical Combat Casualty Care. At its heart, what we're doing is stopping the bleeding and making sure they can breathe. We do that with compression bandages, tourniquets, and chest seals.
I'm going to stop there, because what you hear is the second part of the approach. Jim Irvine, is that right? You're talking about saving lives. The shooting's over, right?
Yep. Yeah, the shooting's over. Now we've got injured people. And you know what's interesting on this? Everybody thinks in terms of active killings on this, but we have in Ohio somebody who's a kid put her hand through a big pane of glass, fillets the arm off the bone, tourniquet, stops the bleeding, get her to the hospital, surgeon takes care of things. Had a contractor cut cement, cuts his femoral artery. Teacher inside had been to our class, grabs his tourniquet, puts it on the guys. The medic said absolutely guaranteed he saved this guy's life. It is proven it works. Every school has got to have this. And it's not some huge training thing. It takes about the typical AED course is a three-hour class, three-hour medical section. You can learn how to treat 80%+ of the survivable battlefield injuries.
All right. It's
basic stuff.
It is basic stuff, and it's something that should be in every school. Quickly, though, armed faculty, what are we looking at? Because you're not taking everybody, the volunteers, how are those being screened out?
No one should be forced to carry a gun. The vast majority of educators don't want anything to do with this. There's nothing wrong with them. But just like Florida, just like on and on and on, we've got people who are going to the scene on event day. The assistant football coach in Florida.
Right.
And this guy was actually a security guy, too. Like the kid said, if he'd had his gun with him, this is a guy who carries a gun, for goodness sakes. But we disarm him there for the safety of the kids. How did that work out for you?
Well, you know, if he's not in a uniform, then he certainly shouldn't be able to carry a gun because he doesn't have a uniform on. This is the way some people think. Let me go to Rob Pincus, who's joining us now, one of the nation's and one of the world's foremost self-defense experts and a master on this topic as well, too. Rob Pincus sent me a text earlier discussing content for the show today as we were doing some research, and he says something that he wanted to talk about, and I'll read the text. The difference between arming teachers and allowing teachers to be armed is important. Rob Pincus, explain that for us, because I know where you're going with that. I want the world to hear it.
Hey, Mark, and I think Jim and I agree. I think he just alluded to the idea that when we see a lot of headlines and we see a lot of people talking about arming teachers, we need to arm teachers. Of course, a lot of social media pro-gun people are talking about we need to arm teachers. I think that's the wrong verbiage, and I think it sends the wrong message, and it too easily it's picked up by the anti-gunners or those with a different political agenda and sort of thrown back at us. And really what we're talking about here is a basic right to carry issue. It's the idea, as Jim just alluded to and as you just talked about, the idea that if someone has met the state requirements to have a concealed carry permit, or if you're in a state that does not require a concealed carry permit, and someone chooses to be armed when they're not at work, we shouldn't be disarming them when they are at work, especially if they're in a situation where they know they are in a high threat, relative to the average workplace, high threat environment for violence or these spree killings. And to me, I think that's really important as a subtle nuance, but one that the pro-gun community and the pro-personal defense community needs to pick up on pretty quick as we head into another round of political and social debate on this topic.
That's a very great point. As Trump would say, it's a very, very great point. What we're talking about here is is something that I mention all the time on the program. That is, words matter. Words mean things. When we talk about assault rifle, we're not talking about assault rifle. We're talking about what the left or the politically driven agenda folks deemed to be an assault rifle. Ballistically challenged, these folks are. But words mean things. We have to take the language back. Common sense gun safety measures. You want a common sense gun safety measure, you teach that teacher that we're talking about and you train that person, like Grady Judd is saying in Florida right now. And I love what he said. We'll see if we can reach out to him. He may not want to talk to us, but you never know. We'll fix. I'm sure he will. The fact of the matter is that you can bring these people in. Some of these sheriffs are now talking about deputizing them after they go through the programs. Rob, is that a bad idea?
Sure. I mean, the reality is that there are different states that have laws that say, of course, a police officer in their jurisdiction isn't barred from carrying a firearm onto school premises. So it circumvents, if you will, the issue of concealed carry permits not being valid. So if a local sheriff's office or municipality wanted to, or even a state for that matter, wanted to come up with a program, obviously there are a lot of reserve officer programs. Florida has most agencies in Florida actually hire you after you've put yourself through a police academy. And I would see no reason why sheriff wouldn't want to deputize trained and responsible and obviously a volunteer teacher at that point. I just think we have to be cognizant of the fact that, you know, like the medical segment that you just played from Jim, from what they're doing in Ohio, the medical training is certainly something that people in that work environment should be expected to put into time for a 3-hour course. Do it during your in-service, doing it with your summer prep, getting ready for the school year. Do it on one of your teacher days. But the idea that we're going to train every or even a significant number of teachers to be sophisticated armed security personnel to respond to active shooter situations, I think is a bit extreme. Should we allow people who have gone through certain levels of training to carry? Of course. But the idea of turning the teachers, or I've even heard people insinuate that it's somehow their responsibility as teachers to be prepared to meet the level of a, you know, SWAT team member, I think is a little bit gratuitous.
Yeah, that may be the new normal. It may be. We don't know yet. We'll be able to look. This chapter is not written yet. We'll be able to look back. Here's what I can tell you. The force multiplier aspect, and as you know, Rob and Jim, and you in particular also know, you talk about that force multiplier. It's the unknown factor. That's the beauty of concealed carry. A criminal doesn't know who's armed and who's not. It's that element of surprise. You remove that no gun sign on that wall at the door of your elementary schools and your high schools in this country, and you replace it with a warning. You will be met with deadly force. People are going to think twice. We're getting ready to take a break, so I'll leave you with that to chew on over the break. But I want you to think about that. That's the force multiplier aspect. When we come back, we'll talk with Jim a little bit about that because he was mentioning it on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense on the daytime hour last week, and it was a powerful, powerful segment. So we'll get both perspectives from one of the greatest trainers and self-defense experts in the world, Jim Irvine, running one of the best organizations in the country, Grassroots Buckeye Firearms, and this Faster Saves Lives. If you want information, FasterSavesLives.org. We'll be back right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit FreeGunGuide.com. That's FreeGunGuide.com.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights,
Mark Walters.
Wow, I cannot believe it's the final segment of Armed American Radio today. A huge program. I hope you've enjoyed the show. If you were with us for all 3 hours, it's been, as Trump would say, a very, very great program, and it really has. Incredibly informative. We've got the answers. It's not that difficult. It's simply not that difficult. We watched our own government do it after the 9/11 attacks. We can do the same thing. We can harden our cockpit doors. We can arm those who choose to be and go through the proper training for this level of training, those in our schools who wish to take on that role. And we can do it with a faster program that's in effect now and that is wildly effective in Ohio and other states. 1,300 plus teachers have already gone through this stuff. All right, before I get back into that and close out this hour, I want to send you over to, again, armedandresponsible.com. The gun giveaways are going on over there, armedandresponsible.com. Also, Warfighter Tobacco. Use the promo code AAR and unleash the warfighter in you. The veteran-owned company supports Armed American Radio, and we support them. Please go over and check something out for a next gift or celebration and all the cool apparel and coffee and fun stuff and cigar-related stuff and Pelican case humidors and everything else that they have over there for you. Promo code AAR on checkout, and also USCCA, USCCAonair.com for another gun. The Gun of Day giveaway is in full swing over there. All right, I'm talking with Jim Irvine, and I'm talking with Rob Pincus. Jim, let me go back to you real quick. You heard Rob talk a little bit about this, and I guess what I'm going to do with you is I'm going to read an email because I just got from Doug Sauer in Kettering, Ohio, who knows you and your program pretty well. He says, Mark, as Jim knows, Joe Eaton was on Hannity Radio last week. Sean keeps proposing that retired LEO military is a resource. It is. However, the missed point is that as FASTER provides, it is specific directed training that is now needed. And why FASTER is so needed, as most military LEOs do not have this level of specific training. Thanks, Doug, in Kettering. Doug, thanks for the email. How do you respond to that because clearly retired LEO and military you'd think would be able to walk right in. They're two separate deals, but what are your thoughts on that as well? Because Hannity is talking about it.
It's interesting because we have many times had law enforcement officers, veteran of 10, 20, 30 years at the end of the and sometimes come in with a almost a chip on their shoulder. They come in opposed to the program. They got sent and forced to go this thing, and they don't understand why them as a cop. Look, I'm a SWAT guy. Why do I have to train with these teachers? So we get that. At the end of the 3 days, literally 100% of them, because I always ask them, was this worth it? Yes. One of the common things we hear is, this is really frustrating to me as a law enforcement officer because I've never had the level of training that you gave these teachers. I wish I'd have had this as a cop. I wish I had partners that were as capable as what the school staff were. They didn't understand the dedication of our school staffs to this program, and they didn't understand the level of training we were doing. People talk about how many hours of training is needed. That's a silly discussion. You can give 100 hours of bad training, you haven't made anybody any better. It's the good training, and that's why we went out and partnered with the best on doing this stuff and working with it. And it's the template is county by county, the county sheriff and all the schools in the district, we can roll this out nationwide. We have got to face reality. Everybody knows, like, school fires, we've made all this progress on. I went and looked up, how bad did school fire deaths have to get before we got serious in the first half of last century? 15, 21, 32, 46, actually, that's Bath, Michigan. That is not an accident. That's our largest school killing ever, and it didn't involve guns. 77, 95, 175 dead. 1937, 294 dead. These are the body count numbers it apparently took to move our country, to make our kids safe from fires and schools. I hope we as a country don't get there in violence before we copy the proven methods and keep our kids safe.
Yeah, it was last I checked, fire hasn't been banned. Let me go to Rob Pincus. Rob, when you hear stuff like this and you train, I don't know, you tell us, how many thousands of people does your organization train, not just in the United States, but around the world every year?
Yeah, we do. I mean, I lose track of how many, you know, we do hundreds of instructor development, you know, students a year. They're then out teaching hundreds or thousands on their own. And we've done instructor development on active shooter response in Europe. We've done it all over the U.S., of course, out of Endeavor Defense and Fitness, just outside of Columbus, Ohio. Aaron Gennetti is running a great program for active shooter response for us out of there. He just published a great book on surviving an active shooter event. The great work that Buckeye Firearms, of course, having lived in Ohio, I know about what those guys are doing. Their organization, School Attacker Response Course, the ALICE program. There's a lot of great programs and a lot of great training out there. Lone Star Medics provided an online medical class. If there's teachers listening or anybody listening, it just wants to get some medical knowledge to do the things that...
Looks like we dropped Jim. I can see on the board, dropped Rob. We can see on the board over there. He'll probably call back, but we're probably not going to have enough time to get to him. If he does, we will try to make that happen. Jim, you know, he spent time in Columbus, knows Ohio well, knows what Buckeye does well, and I know you've known Rob for a long time.
And he's right. And there's the other thing that's important on this is local control, because Look, if you're not convenient to us, but you've got somebody else, or your sheriff's going to train you up, or you've got other resources, each district should set their own rules on how to do this. And the school districts aren't going willy-nilly on this. They want safe programs, and they're looking at it. There's a lot of good ways to do it, but you have got to have someone armed and trained who has the ability to stop that guy walking down the hallway who's about to go kill a classroom of kids. If you don't have that, your school's not prepared.
No, you're not prepared. Now, I'm going to make this personal. I like to make our discussions on the program personal. I live through a lot of these things. You know, one of the mottos of my show, it's education, it's information, it's entertainment for responsibly armed Americans. And a lot of that comes from my own personal experience. Jim, personal experience. The two of us, along with Jerry Henry, are teaming up in one particular county that will go unnamed in the state of Georgia to bring faster to an upcoming meeting. And it happens to be that school board
Well, let's just put it this way. It's ripe for the pickings in this state. And we're in the very beginnings of beginning this discussion with the school board, are we not?
Yes.
All right. I know it's impossible to make a prediction. However, I feel really good about the direction it's going. And what I want to do is get a commitment from you to come back on and talk about that as we progress through. I forwarded you an email from the superintendent of schools who sent some information out to parents of those children in his school district. They're having a meeting to talk about this. Now, it's interesting because when we talk about the various states, each state has different laws. HB 60 passed a few years ago here in the state of Georgia, and part of HB 60, that's the famous guns everywhere law that we heard about in the state of Georgia, which, by the way, has not resulted in my having to get risers or anything for my truck because I don't have to drive through rivers of blood, as was predicted by the anti-gun left. Isn't that funny how that's always the case? The fact that the point that I'm trying to make here is that it also allowed for the local school districts to make these decisions to arm teachers who get the training they decide they need. Hey, I know we have Rob back. Rob, I'm sorry, brother. We're at the last of it. I hate to have to let you go, but it was a great segment with you. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for calling back, even though we don't have the time to get back with you. Jim Irvine, Faster Saves Lives. Rob Pincus, Personal Defense Network, and ICE Training. Make sure to look them up online. Buy their products. Learn their stuff. This is the real deal. There's an answer to this. We have the answer to this. We can stop this. It's not that difficult. But it means taking down a gun-free zone sign that's getting our children killed. Remember, until we meet on tomorrow's radio program, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Remember to carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever do so. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio. Hope you enjoyed the program.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom.
On Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.